بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. The event of Ashura can be looked at from two perspectives. From its perspective of beauty, the day of Ashura can be seen as a day in which Abu Abdullah, his family and his companions manifested greatness. They expressed in their actions the highest levels of perfection, and they taught the loftiest of lessons to the entire humanity. This aspect of Ashura generates dignity and pride, and we should definitely be proud to be following such a lofty school of thought. Hopefully we continue to remain steadfast on this path and be ready to sacrifice everything for it. But from another perspective, Ashura is a tragic and sorrowful event. Sorrow because the people did not give Imam Hussein his right, and worse, they dealt with him, Hussein, the most beloved and honorable creation of Allah, they dealt with him in the most cowardly manner possible. The oppression that was done on Imam and his family and his companions brings pain to any sound heart and makes any soft heart shed tears. Just like the event has two perspectives, so does the crying for Imam Hussein. Sometimes tears are shed out of pain and sorrow, and sometimes tears flow out of yearning and love. For example, what heart would not cry when hearing that in the scorching desert, with a killing thirst, in the midst of hundreds of enemy soldiers, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas manages to reach the river, and that for the first time after so long, he comes close to the fresh and cool water, and as he is about to drink from it, he remembers the thirst of Imam Hussein and stops himself. Then with lips parched with thirst, he fills his water skin and turns to go back to the tents and to his beloved. Now tell me, does such courage and dedication not bring tears of yearning to the eyes?
Not bring tears of yearning to the eyes. Not bring tears of yearning to the eyes.